Hello and welcome to this edition of African Media with me, Daniel Finnan. This week we'll be focusing on Ethiopia, a country that's often accused of stifling press freedom. Later on, we'll be hearing about the Zone 9 bloggers. The authorities in Ethiopia are appealing against their acquittal on terrorism charges. But first, let's turn our attention to a crackdown on journalists covering the Oromo protests. There have been protests in the Oromia region this month over the government's plan to extend the capital, Addis Ababa, incorporating nearby farmland. The authorities have subsequently arrested two journalists. Getachew Shifarau, editor-in-chief of Negare Ethiopia online newspaper, who's reportedly to be charged under the country's anti-terror legislation. And Fikadu Mirkana, a news anchor at the state-run broadcaster Oromia Radio and Television. We spoke to Dibasa Wakjira. He produces an Oromo program for a radio station in Australia called Triple Z and is a founder of the Oromo Voice, which broadcasts on shortwave to the Oromia region from the US. So do we know why these two journalists were arrested?
Clearly, I don't know the exact reason of arrest, but obviously it is now when some kind of riot or demonstration or arrest. The first target are always journalists. The government is technically they run democratic system, but in practical undercover, they run very repressive and oppressive system. In any situation, they focus on the media to hide the outbreak of the arrest or demonstration. It is the nature of the government for the last 25 years. So exactly, I don't know the reason, but it is possible to deduce from the general situation in the country. It might be around that, but unclear for now.
What are they charged with? Do we know?
I don't know. When they arrest you, they will put you, there is under interrogation. After that, probably they will initiate the charge, so it is hard to speculate from now.
Can you tell us about these media outlets? What is Oromo Radio and Television? Where does it broadcast, and who does it target?
Ethiopia is federal state, so there is federal state television and the radio in the, some region, and the regional state have their own radio and the television. The target is Oromo people. Oromo people are almost the biggest ethnic group. According to 2007 Ethiopian census, the number is around 25 million out of the population.
And Negara Ethiopia, this is an online publication.
I think Negara Ethiopia is one of the opposition party's organ. The party is Blue Party. The party is broadcasting information depending on its philosophy and activity. So the reporter is working on that media.
How would you describe the media landscape in Ethiopia? You previously worked for ETV.
When I've been there, I've been working in Ethiopian television, Oromo Desk, at that time for 10 years. It is the government-controlled media, so everything is done according to government need. And mostly you censor yourself. The activity you're doing is not represent the mass population. It is only the philosophy of the government. When I was there around that, there was some free press actually in the country. But since 2005, the number of free press are diminishing. Gradually, the government understands that the situation is hard for it to control. So they introduced new laws, many journalists were arrested, and it is very hard to work in Ethiopia.
How important would you say are media outlets outside the country like yours?
There are a lot of challenges because some websites are blocked by the government, and when you use some radio, the government uses jamming and blocking the media information to reach the mass. Even the television programs are blocked many times. So doing something outside of the country is, in one way, it gives you some relief because you know the challenge in the country and you try to fill the gap. But the challenge is you are not on the spot. You are not getting exact information. The information you get is very rare. and the reporting on opinion information is very hard. But doing something out of the country is better than sitting in the looking the situation.
That was Dabasa Wakjira, an Oromo broadcaster with the Oromo Voice and Triple Z in Australia. Moving on now to Ethiopia's Zone 9 bloggers, who have been particularly critical of the government. Five members of the collective were acquitted of terrorism charges in October. However, the prosecution is now appealing their acquittal, while one of their groups still faces charges of incitement of violence through writing. Endulk Chala is a member of Zone 9 in exile in the US. Why do you think the prosecution is appealing the acquittal?
It's a very difficult thing to guess, but there are a lot of theories out there. The first one is that the Ethiopian government wants to make bloggers feel unfree, never wants anyone to feel free, as we say that they're always in the bigger prison.
Is this about something they've written since their acquittal, for example, on the Oromo protests?
I'm not sure about that. Since their acquittal, they are active on Twitter and social media, and two of our members have written a very good article about the Oromo protests, and they have given a very good contextual articles on why the Oromos are protesting the expansion of the capital city, Addis Ababa. They were told to come and collect the Samoan paper after we have posted a solidarity note on our Facebook page. It could be related with this, but the case has been there. Prosecutor has been saying that I am going to appeal the decision. It could be related. You know, there is a widespread crackdown going on in the country, especially in Oromia region, that students are being killed, arrested arbitrarily, and even there were extrajudicial killings on the streets of this big region. It could be related. It's part of the crackdown.
It's interesting, given that some of the Zone 9 collective were released ahead of US President Barack Obama's trip, and now they could be jailed again.
Yes, there is a fear right behind the shoulders of the bloggers that these bloggers are not free. They mysteriously were released just before the visit of the president. Five of them were acquitted. Now five of them are resummoned, and the others are not still free. It's an unusual way of discontinuing the legal procedure. It should have been done through via the court, but the government decided to discontinue just exactly 2 weeks before the visit of the president. So it's a very complicated legal situation, and it's a very revealing that the government is still trying to crack down on any kind of dissent and relate dissent with terrorism. The recent Paris attack is one of the examples, and they say that this has got something to do with Ethiopians. And the Ethiopians are all, almost I can say, the legitimate opposition groups are, I can confidently say that they are against terrorism. And they are showing the legitimate grievances that they are experiencing in the country. That is not terrorism. But the government is trying to justify this kind of crackdown and say that, yeah, I'm fighting terrorism. So that is also a powerful propaganda campaign currently going on.
The Zone 9 bloggers, they won the Committee to Protect Journalists International Press Freedom Award this year. How does this feel when your friends could be sent to prison?
Very ironic. We have said that we're happy that we were recognized internationally, that we have won this award. But after the award, my friends may go back to prison. They may end up in prison, which tells you that the Ethiopian government is still angry because of the award, because we are recognized internationally. Still, they're not really ready to learn from the past that this thing is not going to stop, that the campaign is not going to stop, and they shouldn't stop arresting, intimidating and harassing the bloggers, because there is also a PR backlash for them that this is not going to stop. I'm here and other colleagues of mine are here as well, and we're not going to stop exposing the hypocrisy of the Ethiopian government.
That was Endulk Chala there from the Zone 9 blogging collective. The Zone 9 bloggers were expected in court on the 30th of December. That's it for this week's African Media. From me, Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.